Hello, everybody. In today's Nach Daily, we'll be discussing Tehillim chapter 122. I'm Rabbi Shai Sussman, covering the entire Tanakh one parak at a time. This chapter has 9 psukim in it. We continue in the Shir HaMalos chapters. This chapter is super relevant today in the times we live in. We want Hashem to protect Eretz Yisrael and keep us safe. This chapter opens with the words Shir HaMalos LeDavid. The Radak explains it's possible only the ones that say LeDavid were written by David, while the other Shir HaMaloses weren't. In this chapter, David speaks on a happy tone on behalf of Am Yisrael by expressing our desire to return to Eretz Yisrael, settle the land, and rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. When Yerushalayim is rebuilt, all the tribes will come acknowledge God and the Mashiach. The parak ends by requesting peace for Yerushalayim. All the residents of Yerushalayim should be safe. All the buildings should be safe. No one should ever get hurt in any way. Peace will prevail and all will understand God is good. Just to highlight a pasuk over here, the parak opens with the words, Shir HaMalos LeDavid Samachti Be'omrili Beis Hashem Nelech, a song of ascents of David. I rejoiced when they said to me, let's go to the house of God. Why was David happy about this? The Gemara in Makkos 10a explains, David heard people saying, when will this old man die so his son Shlomo can build the Beis HaMikdash? David heard this and was happy. This is really an amazing thing. We see how happy David was because Am Yisrael's desire to build the Beis HaMikdash. If that was David's reaction, how much more so do we need to be happy? After 2,000 years, we now have 6.5 million Jews back in Eretz Yisrael. Yerushalayim is once again built up with beautiful stones, aesthetically nicer than it ever was. Isn't the very fact we've returned to the land enough to sing and dance our whole lives? To see how Hashem has not forsaken his nation after this long gullus. We're living in amazing times, watching the steps of the Geula take place. This should be a great source of encouragement for us to strengthen our emunah. The last Gemara in Makkos explains, when the Tanaim saw a fox running in the ruins of the Beis HaMikdash, they started to cry. But Rabbi Akiva started to laugh. Rabbi Akiva then recalled a pasuk saying a fox will come from the ruins of the Beis HaMikdash. The reason why Rabbi Akiva was laughing is because he understood if the beginning is true, that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, certainly the end is true and the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt. Therefore, he started to laugh. The same can be said for us. Now that we see Hashem has returned us to Eretz Yisrael to rebuild the ancient ruins of old, that Jews from the four corners of the world have returned to our homeland, so too the end is true, when there will be no more war on my holy mountain, and Yerushalayim will be called the City of Peace. Stay tuned for our next episode of Nach Daily. We'll be moving on to Tehillim Perek 123. Thank you for listening, and have a wonderful day.